It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. All right. I always love that intro. I love those horns. I love how it blasts. And I love what we have today because it's I just got done eating something with champagne. I didn't get drunk on it, but it was pretty good. So we're going to leave. What we're going to do is this is Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and I have Tom Lounges from the Midwest Beat here.
Hello.
Sharon Jackson.
Hello.
And we have Tina from Sweet Retreats.
Hello.
The Cake Boutique. And what we're going to do here for this hour is
eat.
We're going to get away from the crazy world and get into a culinary world. And it's been crazy out there, but now it's time to get away from that and eat some food and get some sugar in us and enjoy the hour.
You know, the holidays are coming up, and that is definitely a time for sweet things.
Right.
And we have such a variety here. Tina, tell us what you brought, first of all, so the listeners can be envious. And you can see pictures on our Facebook page. I'm posting them right now.
Well, before we start, Tina, what I want to do is throw out a phone number, 769-9577, and if you call in, Tina was gracefully enough to bring a gift card, some gift cards, and I have some gift cards from Chef Nick's Eatery. So, give us a call. We want to hear from you. Tina's here to answer any question, any kind of confectionery questions. I'm here to answer any kind of hopefully culinary questions. And let's have an hour of fun. So, Tina, you're the owner?
Yes.
And yeah. Your mother's name is?
Mimi.
No, say the real name.
Mariana.
Okay, but we call her Mimi. And what's your real name?
Clementina.
Yeah, and she's alias Tina. So tell us a little bit of your family background.
So we're from Macedonia. Moved here about 13 years ago, and that's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
That's all the background, really.
Really, that's all the background. Where'd you go to? You're very young. You're how old?
21.
Okay, where'd you go to school at?
I went to Crown Point for high school and then IUPUI for college.
For college. And what did you major in?
Clinical lab science.
Clinical lab science. Now, have you ventured on with your career in clinical lab science, or what are you doing now?
Sort of. I have a position waiting for me at Rush at their blood bank, but for right now, I'm just focusing on the bakery and trying to do that for a little bit.
Now, Sharon's trying
something. I think you made the right decision.
And you know, she said that between her bites there. So let me ask you, what drove you to start your business?
Well, it all started with my mom. She started doing cakes for me and my siblings back in Macedonia even. And then when we came here, she would do all these beautiful cakes for us kids. And then all her friends would be like, well, can you do a cake for my son or my daughter? So it kind of started building up on that. And then after a while, my dog was walking around covered in powdered sugar in the house. So we're like, all right, let's start, let's open a bakery and take our business there.
Okay. When did you start?
2 years ago. Actually, yesterday was our second birthday. So.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
If we'd have known that, we'd have baked a cake. Oh, wait, you've already done something like that.
Right.
Did you guys have a little celebration?
We didn't, just because we were so busy. We had a kind of like a Macedonian holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I think it was like 2 days ago, so we were really busy with that. But we will soon, and we'll invite all of you guys for more cake.
I love how the local businesses that you have in here always start with their own passion, their personal passion, and it evolves into a business.
I think to be an entrepreneur, you have to have that love. You have to believe in your product. You have mm-hmm. to like your product mm-hmm. and then say, look what I can do, mm-hmm. and have the community share it with you.
Yes.
I think you have to do that in order to stand out mm-hmm. because there's mm-hmm. so much competition out there. But it's also an era that we're in now with craft brewing and all these micro
right.
things
mm-hmm.
that the individual shops are coming back.
Exactly.
People are tired of big boxes,
exactly.
grocery right. chains. They want the boutique
everything.
Style.
Yeah. Yeah.
They think farmers markets, things like
the
that.
The day something of original. Making everything for the army so we can preserve it, because that's how it all started.
Right.
All this preservation of food is because they were trying to feed the soldiers, and they needed it to last. And it carried on to what we do now.
Mm-hmm.
And you get on. But not like exactly. I want to chime in what Tom says, and we were talking about it last week, that I think, you know, these big franchises, they've gotten too big. They've lost their standards, their quality. And I think people taste it and see it. And I think people are reverting back to the small guys or small women like Tina's place.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, how did you get your name? Not your name, but the name of your business.
Well,
you know, because it says, when I first approached your mother, I said, oh, you got Sweet Treats. And she's and then I looked at the business card and it doesn't say Sweet Treats. What does it say?
Sweet Retreat, and then the Cake Boutique, because we do specialize in custom cakes and all kind of custom sweets. But the name, honestly, it was just my family. We were in my living room and we're like, all right, we got to think of something. We were gonna go with like Mimi's Cakes or like Mimi's Bakery, something mm-hmm. with my mom's name, but we decided to kind of.
Well, when I think of it, I think Sweet Retreats. I'm looking at Tom's face. Mm-hmm. He's eating it, and he's retreating into something right. very happy in his mind.
Look at his face.
I know.
Look at his face.
And what are you eating, Tom? What is Tom eating?
Yeah, Tom.
Let's see. Well, he's eating. That is a Macedonian cake, so that has little mini walnuts in it.
I've sacrificed myself because Nick and Tom can't eat walnuts.
No.
And you did bring some with walnuts, so.
I'm eating the walnut thing, too.
We have to eat all the walnut ones together, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way.
I think so.
I tell you what, this is, it's really light.
Yeah.
I'm not a big sugar guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like sugar, but if things are too sweet, it'll turn me off to the food right away. And this is something that actually, I didn't really know what to expect in terms of. So that's a mousse on the top, right?
Well, so that's the thing with our cakes. Our fillings mm-hmm. aren't buttercream. We can have buttercream, but what we do is they're mousse-based, so they're very light and airy. Like you said, they're not too sugary at all.
So for the layman here, what's the difference between a buttercream and a mousse filling?
So a mousse is light, so it almost compares to just kind of like a whipped topping, you know, those like Cool Whips
right.
or something.
And what you do is you fold the chocolate.
Right.
You don't whip it in, because if you whip it, all the air goes away.
Exactly. So that's so light.
That's where I'm kind of making the folding
right.
motion with my
right.
hand.
Exactly.
Like closing
and
a book.
In the bakery, they use either rubber scrapers.
Right. So like the spatula like this.
You just fold it around. And you keep the air in it. So you kind of hug in the air with its own product. If you whipped it, then you agitate it, and the air is released.
You don't get the poof.
Right, and it just goes flat.
Kind of sags a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
that's
you agitate me.
Who's looking at you, Nick, not me?
Tina, why don't you go
so
around?
So are you fluffy?
But this is
really,
really good.
Yeah,
I had
the champagne.
I do like it, yeah.
The champagne one, it was very, very, very good. Tina, why don't you go around where the table, we put this stuff on. You know, Tom has it online, don't you have this online?
Yeah, I'm posting it right now.
Okay. He has pictures of everything. No, stay where you are. And just explain I think you brought three or four different delights.
Yeah, so I brought three different kinds. Again, we can start with the pink champagne. So it's a champagne cake with real champagne in it. And then we did a white chocolate mousse filling, like I was just talking about. And just a little bit of pink coloring for that. And then next to that is the marble cake with some light chocolate mousse topping. And then lastly is the one that you're all just eating with the walnuts. And then that filling actually has the Ferrero Rocher candies in it, the chocolates with the little hazelnut. So they were crushed in there with the topping.
Now, how many people you have working for you? Or is it just basically like a little family, your mother does it? I mean,
yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started our restaurant, I was the only guy that cooked probably for about a year. Yeah, and anyone working back there usually, you know, like the dishwasher, I had dishwashers, and I kind of trained them to help me and things like that. But when you start small and you're a family business, a lot of times, you know, just to make ends meet and stuff like that, that's how you have to start, and you start, you know, training people.
Yeah,
I saw your brother back there.
Yeah, my brother's back there sometimes, yeah. He and my dad kind of are our delivery guys. They're the ones that go deliver.
Deliver where?
Anywhere. We deliver anywhere. We've delivered to Chicago. We can go to Valpo. Anywhere. Yeah. We do have a fee, but it's not too crazy. We can. I just went to India a couple weeks ago.
Every bakery, when you assemble a cake, has a fee for assembling that cake.
Yeah. What is it? Like I said, we just went to India a couple weeks ago.
Now, why would you go to India? What would make your cake so special to go to India?
Well, I went to college there at IUPUI, and my friend was getting married, and she asked me to do her cake, so I couldn't say no.
You couldn't. And what kind of cake did you make her?
Oh gosh, hers was a 5-tier cake, and it was all different kinds. She had vanilla, chocolate. She did have the pink champagne, and it was a really big hit. But it was all buttercream on the outside. So
yeah, and I mean, are people like coming to you? You know, you have these special cake. I mean, are you making like Macedonian style things? I mean,
yes.
Like I'm Greek, and there's certain things that are.
Yeah, we do. We have different Macedonian ones. My mom knows the name of them. I know a couple, but they're all kind of like nut-based almost. Mm-hmm. And we have some with Nutella as well, which is really good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The pictures are officially posted right now on the Lakeshore Public Radio Facebook page. I'm also sharing them to some different groups, and I will share them to my page for my listeners. And we'll get them all out there. So look at the Facebook page and then see all these wonderful things we're eating and talking about. And then call in to win. 219-769-9577.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-796-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-796-9577. That'll get
okay, it's 3:11 right now here. You're listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick, and we do have a caller on the line for you, Chef Nick.
And who do we have? Hello?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Yeah.
And where are you from? I didn't hear Sharon.
Crown Point.
From Crown Point. All right. So you have a question for someone?
Yeah, I have a question for Tina.
Tina. That's probably the better person to ask a question to.
Hi, anyways. Kevin.
Hey.
What's your question?
My question is, what is your most popular item besides cake?
Besides cake, oh gosh.
Great question.
Well, cake pops are pretty big right now, just because they're easy to carry, and you can have all different sorts of flavors and stuff like that. So cake pops, definitely. Second to that would be our chocolate-covered strawberries, since we do personalize them in any color, design, anything. So people get very creative when it comes to desserts. So that would
sounds good.
Yeah.
Kevin, have you ever seen Sweet Retreats? Have you ever been by it?
Yes, I got chocolate-covered strawberries one time from my mom, and she loved them.
So have you ever, now you've been in, have you ever met Tina before?
I have.
That's why you call in, because she's a pretty girl, and that's why you call in. I know what's going on here. Have you ever been to Chef Nick's Eatery?
I have not.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to send you a coupon for Chef Nick's Eatery and one for Sweet Retreats, and it'll be out in the mail. Was there any other questions you had for us?
I think that's it. Keep killing it, Tina. It's a good place.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So he was saying what is your bestseller?
Bestseller besides the cakes.
Yeah.
Like I said, cupcakes and cake pops. The chocolate-covered strawberries are also big, especially around, like, Mother's Day and just all different kinds of holidays, I guess, because we do have specials around those times, so they're pretty popular. Cookies, also.
You do cookies?
We do cookies.
Like, what kind of cookies?
Sugar cookies.
Uh-huh.
I can make them into any shape, any design. I could write whatever on them.
You seem like a baker and not a medical person.
Yeah, I like science, so I decided to continue with school for science, lab science, but I guess baking has always been in the family and art, so.
Well, we learned with some of our other guests that chemistry plays a big part in cooking these days, and when you're putting together recipes, it's almost like putting together a formula, and there's different sweeteners you can use, different things that are like being in a lab almost. And Nick, you experiment a lot.
Oh yeah, we experiment all the time. So what's your favorite?
My favorite. I like the Macedonian cakes.
And what makes that different?
Yeah, what makes them different?
They're lighter, they're different. They're a different texture almost than just like your regular chocolate. They're like the batter, like Nick was saying, it was folded. It's not, you know, mixed with a mixer. So it's a different consistency, and I really like that. And also it has many different flavors. Like, you wouldn't think to put raisins in a cake, but the way we do it with the raisins and walnuts, the flavors really complement each other. So I feel like that just – and they're not too heavy either, so I can eat them for days. I'll make a cake, and then I'll have that for breakfast, and then lunch, and then dinner, and then breakfast again. And
you are
I don't
so
get
thin.
Tired
How do you eat so much of this?
Well, I don't – honestly, don't jinx me, but
– I'm already gaining weight. I'm eating one.
I don't know. I guess it hasn't caught up to me yet.
We're talking about the correlation between laboratories and experiments and things. How much experimentation, trial and error, goes into making a new product?
Yeah, more than you think. Just because, you know, if we have, like, let's say we have the vanilla recipe and we want to be like, oh, well, that could easily be made into strawberry, just add strawberry flavor. No.
Right. It doesn't work
no,
that way. Things
it doesn't
don't
work like that.
Even when you double things, it doesn't work the same.
Yes. And I always mess it up when I try to double it. So I'll just do like two separate.
Right. There's like when we make our rice pudding, I rarely make it more than the one batch that I originally came. Because I've tried to double it before. And what happens is it doesn't come out the same.
And I don't understand why.
That doesn't seem logical, but that you both agree on
yes.
that?
Yes.
If you just double the amounts, then you should make double the portion.
It doesn't work you that way think. Sometimes. And some things it does, and some things it does, especially when you deal with baking sodas and yeasts and things like that. It does, like you said, it's an art and it's like chemistry. What's
this
going on?
This mousse is awesome.
And getting in on the conversation, Vera from Valparaiso on the phone. She wants to, I think, what do you want to ask a question of Chef Nick or of Tina?
Well, both.
Okay, great. Sounds great.
Okay, I'm just interested in anything made with fruit, you know, especially torts or strudels or anything like that.
Wait, did you say poodles?
Not
poodles. Strudels.
No. Oh.
Strudels.
We don't eat dogs.
I was going to say, you called the wrong show.
Yeah.
You're eating poodles.
No, anything with fruit.
Okay.
Fruit. So if you go on their page and see the little cups that I have for them, I make those. They kind of look like parfaits, but with cake, and then we can do like fruit in it and just like a light kind of pudding mixture in it with it, and it's like an individualized dessert. Also, like I said, chocolate covered strawberries. I mean,
do you do any like she says, strudels? Do you do strudels there?
By order only, yes.
Okay,
because we don't like, you know, you don't want apples to be sitting out for days on
right.
end.
No,
so
no.
Yeah, so
because a lot of your volume is that special order, like
yes.
wedding cakes and things like that. Even though I've been there, they do their own like puff pastries and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, we have a few kind of little sample cakes there, but mainly I recommend calling ahead and placing an order for what you want. And we can personalize it any way you want. So you say fruit, but if you want to just focus on strawberries and blueberries, we can do that. So it's more.
Yeah, and at the restaurant, we don't really do much with fresh fruit until the summertime comes around. I kind of go to that market over here in Crown Point on off of Main Street. They have like an open farmers like a market right there on US 30 there in Crown Point, Maryville. And that's when I usually start doing things with fruit because this time of the year it's really hard to do. We do have pumpkin pies though.
Except apples. Oh yeah, apples.
We do have and apples. Apples are big.
And let me ask her about her walnut cake because I have a European background. And how do you make your walnut? Is it just like pieces of walnut in a cake, or is it ground?
It can go either way. There's some cakes that are specifically you have to just use like walnut halves, and that's just like basically your whole layer of cake is just those walnut halves.
I wish I can have that.
We can have ground ones like I brought over here where you don't get the crunch of the walnut, but you get the taste of it. So
it's kind of like a ground, like used in place of flour.
Right.
Like a meal almost?
Almost, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or you can come, like at our restaurant, we have baklava. Do you guys have a baklava?
We do. We make it, like, again, by order.
That's one thing I know. Baklava, I've made it in so many cooking courses. It's like a recipe that I know, like the back of my hand. I've made it. And it's really not that hard. I mean, people think it's like really, really hard. But really, it's all about mise en place, everything in its place. And just when you start and you finish and you bake it. You don't just, it's not a thing that you sit around and drink coffee and chat. It's
you can't forget about it.
You cannot forget about it. Or the feel of the dough will not be forgiving.
Mm-hmm. You talk about this.
Chef Nick, I have a question for you.
Oh, I hope it's not hard. Okay, go ahead.
Do you ever make baklava without putting as much honey on it?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, there is no honey in baklava.
Oh, there isn't.
No, it's a simple syrup. See, Tina, you agree, right?
I agree.
See, I'm not a dummy.
Yeah.
So what it is the way you make it is equal parts. You take a cup of water, a cup of sugar, you put it in a saucepan, you squeeze a lemon in it, and you kind of cook it and reduce it to it becomes an amber look to it. And when you make your baklava, which is the phyllo dough, baklava has a lot of sugar, folks.
Oh my gosh, it's
tons and tons of sugar in it. So
it's sugary goodness. I love baklava.
It will make your teeth chill.
It will.
Yeah.
It'll penetrate. Yeah. The sugar will penetrate your teeth.
So basically baklava is phyllo dough that's been, each sheet has been buttered. And then in between, you're putting sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, and nuts. Ground walnuts. A good baklava has walnuts and not peanuts.
Yes.
And then you put more phyllo dough, and you just keep doing it. And then what you do is before you bake it, you score your pan, you cut through, because if you don't and you bake it and you go to cut it, all that phyllo dough will flake everywhere. So you pre-cut it, you bake it till it's nice and brown. And usually you start the bottom layer with about 4 or 5 because it might get a little dark, and then you go like 3 or 4 in between. And then when you're done and it comes out of the oven and it's resting, and you'll see it, it'll have its little blankie and pillow. And after it rests, you take that hot syrup and you pour it over it, and it'll flood it. It'll look like it's all moving around, and then it'll start to settle, and that's your baklava. So to make it with less sweetness, the only thing you could really, really do is probably maybe cut down the sugar in between, because you kind of need that syrup to cover it and soak those leaves.
See, we do ours a little differently.
Uh-huh.
We don't use cinnamon or nutmeg,
uh-huh.
or we don't even put the sugar, like you said. Ours has the walnuts, of course, and then raisins.
Raisins, see?
And we roll them. We don't. Yeah. They're not like you said.
Right.
We make them into like little rolls.
So did we answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever been to...
I'm hungry.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we got your address, and we're going to send you a coupon to Sweet Retreats, the Cake Boutique out of the Crown Point, Indiana on Main Street, and to Chef Nick's Eatery, which is right on Randolph in Winfield.
Yes, and I have been there.
Oh, have you? Good.
Yes, uh-huh.
At which one?
By Lake of the Four Seasons.
Oh, the chef. Okay.
I meant which restaurant? Or which business, I should say.
Chef Nick.
Okay.
Well, you got to go after that, and then you can always take a little trip.
Just keep going.
Yeah. Keep going into Crown Point and get something for your palate that's nice and sweet.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, what makes a good, like, cake batter? What really makes it good? Is it the flour? Is it, I mean, What do you think that makes it better than
I
most?
I have noticed that the recipes that use either buttercream or sour cream turn out the best.
Okay.
And you wouldn't think to put sour cream in cake. But I feel like for some reason, like that pink champagne.
That was really very creamy-like.
Buttermilk.
I've actually heard of that.
Yeah, and some use mayonnaise to substitute for eggs. I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I tried it once. Well,
not very much egg in a mayonnaise.
Yeah.
People think it's all full of eggs, but to make mayonnaise is like a couple eggs. You whip it, and then you start adding oil and vinegar, and that's pretty much all of it is oil and vinegar. The egg just kind of emulsifies it. So I don't understand that whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know. There is a lot, because at a restaurant where I used to work, they would make their chocolate cake with mayonnaise. So I'm like, that's strange, but it tasted really good. So I'm like, all right, I'll try it. Yeah, no.
No, it didn't.
Did not turn out.
So they might have been lying to you.
Well, I saw their recipe. I didn't use their recipe, but I saw it, and they weren't lying.
Folks, call in, talk to Tina, or you can ask me, or even Tom Lounges with the Midwest Beat, or Sharon Jackson. Any kind of question at 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And ask Tina from Sweet Retreats. The Cake Boutique. I'm getting very used to saying that.
It should be
a song.
It rolls off your tongue. It really does.
It should be a song.
You could do a rap song to that.
So let me ask you, what different kind of icings do you make? Or,
oh, gosh, where to start? obviously the vanilla and chocolate. Then we have, all of these are mousse.
Okay.
So you have a strawberry one, raspberry one. Those are really good. We have lemon, you have cream cheese we can do, champagne, mint, anything you can think of. Even if I didn't say it, we can do it. If you have like a cake that your grandma used to make you, you know, and it has that special something, just tell me and I'll see.
Wow.
See what I can do.
Yeah. You guys keep talking about walnuts, the only nut on earth that I cannot eat. Why is walnut such a favorite nut of bakery things? Almonds are big. What about pistachios? I mean, do you do anything with other nuts?
I don't.
Unless I come in and special order it,
yes,
then you will.
Tell me you want an almond cake, and I'll do that. But I think just because all the European, the Macedonian recipes use walnuts. Okay. Maybe.
I see a lot of pecans used also.
I think like almonds are grown over there in walnuts. I think that's what the big thing. I mean, you got to think about Europe, you know, and you think about how old the culture is. I mean, they're using the things that are indigenous to their area. So I'm sure walnuts and almonds or things, lemons, like the Greeks are known for. I mean, do you know Greek with a sore throat because they eat so much lemon rice soup? just things like the olives. I mean, just things like that. Even the herbs, you know, just things that were indigenous to the area. Just like, you know, in America, what's indigenous to America? Tobacco.
And
pumpkins.
Corn.
And what else? Well, in Texas, you grow grapefruits and oranges, and in Florida and stuff.
You think that's indigenous to the United States?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't think so.
I was just looking up Macedonia on Google Maps, too, by the way. I got to tell you. I didn't know. I was like, where is that? It's right above Greece.
Right above Greece. Well, the two cultures are pretty close.
I was
going to
say, it's very much the same culture.
Yeah. The languages are different, but the religion is pretty close. I mean, they're Orthodox, and the Greeks are Orthodox. And like you said, you know, things like the baklava and things like that, I mean.
Is the food close, though?
I think, well, you have like the chibops.
Yes.
Which is like gyros.
Yes.
Yeah, they're sort of similar. Yeah, there's some things that are pretty close in the you know, some of the foods. But I've never had baklava with raisins in it, though.
Oh, well, I'll make you some. You'll like
That's
it.
That's awesome. That sounds
You'll
good.
Like
I saw it in your case over there.
Yeah, she just keeps that to kind of show how she packages them. But yeah, oh, you haven't lived until you had. And sometimes she adds a little coconut in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So on the cake batter, what goes into a cake batter? I know flour, but what are the things?
Your basic flour, sugar, eggs, of course, oil. Sometimes you have that self-rising flour, so you don't need the baking powder and soda, but you add that, a little bit of salt. And then, like I said, I prefer to use buttermilk or sour cream.
My mother's question was, she said she always makes cakes, but they always go flat. Is there a reason why?
You know, I wonder that, too. I haven't figured it out yet because...
Because it's happened to you?
Yes. I feel like sometimes when I'll like tap it to get all the air bubbles out, and it just comes out flat. So maybe don't tap it as much. I haven't figured out why.
So what – go ahead, Shay.
Yeah, it's 3:28 right now here at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. You're listening to Let's Eat. Give Chef Nick a call. Ask him a question. Ask Tina a question from Sweet Retreats, the Cake Boutique. We'll be right back.
Contributions over the years made through our pledge drives have brought great programming to our listeners. Creating a legacy gift to benefit Lakeshore Public Radio builds a bridge from one generation to the next. Please remember Lakeshore Public Radio in your will, trust, or general estate plans to help create a legacy of an engaged and informed Northwest Indiana. Talk with your financial advisor or call Wendy Burbridge at 219-756-5656. Thank you.
Lakeshore Public Radio is on a mission to represent you, our listeners, and be your trusted information source by providing quality programming and news every day. Lakeshore Public Radio wants to hear from you. In order to achieve this mission, we encourage you to voice your opinions regarding our local and NPR programming. Email your thoughts, opinions, comments, ideas, or suggestions to radiofeedback@lakeshorepublicmedia.org. That's radiofeedback@lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
The Panama Papers exposed how dictators hide their wealth. Now, a new leak called the Paradise Papers shows who's profiting from island tax shelters.
everything from Apple to Facebook, Walmart, Uber. What we are seeing is really industrial scale tax avoidance.
This week, Reveal joins the global hunt for answers.
Tune in Saturday afternoon at 2 here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Folks, we're back with Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, Tom Lounges from the Midwest Bee, and Sharon Jackson. And our special guest today is Tina from Sweet Retreats, the Cake Boutique. And what we're hoping for is you guys call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Throw out a question to me or Tina about, some bakery questions, and maybe you receive a gift card from Sweet Retreats or from Chef Nick's Eatery.
I have a question, and that is, Nick, we've had guests on here before. We talk about gluten-free and special diet things, dairy-free. Do you have anything that you can cater to people with special dietary needs?
Yes, yes. In fact, we have an order for tomorrow, actually, that I was working on. It's gluten-free and dairy-free cake pops. Okay. So we can do cake that's gluten-free, dairy-free, all that sorts of fun stuff.
What's the biggest order you guys have ever gotten? Have you ever done like a big wedding, huge wedding cakes and things?
You know, we did a wedding cake that was half and half. So half of it looked like a traditional wedding cake. The other half was Beauty and the Beast. And then they also had at each table centerpieces. They were like bouquets made out of cupcakes.
Okay.
So cupcake bouquets that we did in every table. I guess that was I think that was our biggest order.
Do they actually have stems on them? Do they look like roses or something? The top of them?
They're on a vase.
Oh, how cute! Oh, wow!
And then, yeah,
cool. Okay, so when you go in the shop, you have a nice colorful, because they can't see what we're looking at, but we have this colorful book describe what you have there. And they have it. I know they have it there at their counter, so it's great.
We do. We have two. It's just basically a book showing all
Spider-Man cake.
Yeah, all of our cakes that we've done, and it's separated into it by occasions. So we have some weddings, christenings, bridals, and then it goes down to like the cupcakes and cake pops and cookies.
Yeah. Now my daughter has birthday parties for her cats every year.
Okay.
And they had cat shaped cake pops and things like that. Do you get a lot of call for that kind of thing, like dog pops, cat pops,
or bad things?
Yeah, are you talking, I've heard of that.
Are you talking about like bachelorette party things?
Yeah, things like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yes.
X-rated cakes.
Why are you guys turning red? Sure's not turning red.
I know.
But Tina is.
It's so bad.
No cats, but a lot of Mickey Mouse. We do Mickey Mouse a cake pop. So we do like, we put like chocolates on them to look like the ears.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I guess that's our most...
You got smiley faces and basketballs there. That's cool. That's like for somebody's, maybe they just want a scholarship and a basketball scholarship.
Now, are the pops made of the same kind of cake we're eating here?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it could be made
This is actually very good cake.
Oh, you know what?
How does it stay together?
A lot of cake.
We got a secret for you. And like I said, when I went to Maryville, I was the first guy in Maryville to take home economics back in 1975. I used to take cake decorating, advanced cake decorating, and I won the Betty Crocker Award in 1980. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Is that
something? So I learned something from this cake decorating class. Now, you're probably like, how you keep together? Everyone that frosts a cake, just think they're going to throw frosting on a cake, and that's it. Tell them, don't you put a crumb layer of frosting on first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called a crumb coat.
It's called a crumb coat. See, I know something.
I don't understand.
I've never heard of this.
So if you took a cake and you baked it, even if you put it in the refrigerator and you go to ice it, all the cake itself rolls up into the frosting, so you never get that nice frosting. You get little crumbs of the cake in there. So believe it or not, most cakes are frozen after you bake it. The key is not to buy it in frozen. The key is to bake it, freeze it, and then you put this thin layer of – go ahead. Tell them how you do it.
We try not to freeze them.
Right.
Just
but you almost have to get them really cold.
Yes, you have to get them pretty stiff, I guess. You just put the layer of buttercream, and if you don't want buttercream, the half and half, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like you said, very thin. Just it's called a crumb coat because it keeps all the crumbs in.
All right.
So that when you go to put in your decorative layer of buttercream or mm-hmm. whatever it may be, you don't see the crumbs.
So at home, if you're doing a cake for your child, bake the cake, take it out of the pan, freeze it, or chill it really cold, mm-hmm. then do the crumb layer, and then you should refreeze it yes. or re-refrigerate it so that crumb layer of frost, the frosting, gets nice and hard. So when you bring it out, you put the nice, clean, I mean, the frosting, the other frosting was clean, but the nice the nice frosting on top, and then that's your board that you yes. paint on, basically.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how you do it. So
that's a secret.
That's a secret, because a lot of people, you know, you see these cakes.
Not anymore.
I hope not. Hey, we have a lot of tips. Just call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and give me or Tina, any kind of
phone's
question.
Ringing. Mm-hmm.
So, you know what, Tina, you know, Tom alluded to the gluten-free, which at our restaurant, we do a lot of gluten-free. Mm-hmm. And do you do sugar-free?
Yes, we do sugar-free as well.
Yeah. All on special order, though, because I can
exactly.
understand that.
Yeah, there's not anything in store that's gluten-free, sugar-free.
Right.
By order only, definitely we can.
You know, and you don't that is true to a good place, because you don't want this stuff sitting around.
Right.
I worked for major grocery stores, and we used to have sugar-free and gluten-free, and they would put out massive displays, and really the stuff sits around. I mean,
yes.
and, you know, maybe the first people, because there is a market for it, but it's not a huge, huge market.
Exactly. And that's why we do tastings as well. So if you're, like, interested in a wedding cake or a birthday cake or something, and you want something specific, like the gluten-free, you can always come in for a tasting to try it before you buy it kind of deal.
Oh, so do you do any wedding fairs, anything like that? Isn't that what they're called, bridal fairs?
Bridal fairs.
Bridal fairs. This is 30 years ago. I kind of went, you know, with it. I just thought it was a wedding fair.
I went looking for a bride. They didn't have any.
Oh, Renee, by the way, is on the phone.
Hey, Renee.
Tina, she wants. Yeah, she's from Merrillville. She wants.
All right.
Hey, Renee.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
So I saw an article once where there was a recipe for lavender bread.
Hmm.
Have you ever incorporated flowers or anything else inside of your baking?
The only flowers we've done is really. Like to decorate a wedding cake, we do use fresh flowers, or you can, but nothing in the cakes or anything.
They do, you know, like what was this? Charlie Trotter. He used to have a unit in Chicago, and they used to do a lavender chicken, rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay, but if you want to do that, you can. And just remember, when you do like a chicken or something like that, it's not about seasoning it outside. You would take the flowers that's probably dried, and you would season hard on the inside with whatever mm-hmm. seasoning you have, and then go ahead and roast it. Have you ever had lavender or anything?
I haven't.
No. Well, actually, I just had lavender lemonade this summer,
and
that was really good. But this lavender bread almost looked like a banana bread, but it had like little lavender flecks in it. So I was curious about that. I didn't try the recipe myself, but I was just curious.
Yeah, yeah, I would have a hard time finding lavender.
They
like,
sell. I feel like something like Whole Foods would have lavender that you can bake with, but I don't know. I feel like baking with flowers is kind of
that sounds
kind
odd.
Of
I don't know if I would like that to eat a flower. Now I don't know if it's the same with Macedonians, but my grandfather's Greek, and he used to make things with dandelions, dandelion soup, dandelion salads.
Yeah, it's called hotta. In the Greek.
Do you use that for baking too? When you're talking about flowers,
No, that's that's more like collard greens.
Okay,
that's last week we were talking about collard greens with Master Q.
Yeah,
but
I had a flower in my drink one time. Somebody served me a drink and had a flower floating on it, and I ate it, and it was very good.
Yeah, I don't know if lavender is good. I'm sure it's just a flavor, thing. Did you have any other questions for us?
No, thank you very much for answering.
Let me
don't hang up.
Don't hang up. Have you ever been to Sweet Retreats in the Cake Boutique in Crown Point?
No, and actually, I'm originally from Chesterton, so I have a lot of bakers out there that I normally visit, but I just moved to Merrillville recently, so when I was listening to the radio, I was like, oh my gosh, a sweet place for me to try because sweets are like my passion. So well, I'm glad I have a new place to try.
Have you been to Shupnik's Eatery ever?
No, I haven't.
Well, what we're going to do is Tina gave me a gift card for her place. I've got a gift card for my place. So we're going to send it in the mail, and you should be getting it really soon.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Renee.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So what pastries do you do? I mean, we went over. You make your puff pastry, right?
Yes, for like cream puffs and eclairs, things like that. Yeah, we do.
I've made puff pastries before. And one time they turned out really good, and the second time they were really terrible. Do you ever have that problem?
Yes, they're very tricky. And I can't figure out why. It's just like the batter doesn't like you for some reason. It's not your day. So like if you bake it and it doesn't turn out good, you should just close down the shop and go home, take a nap, because everything else also will go badly. So that's
just
what
hit the reset. Well,
you know what's funny?
Just reset it.
But when you make them and they poof and they're really cool, you're like excited because it's really, really, you know, you buy puff pastries in the store and you think, oh, they're magical. So when you make it, you feel like you just made some magic there. So do you do weddings? Do you have any like gift boxes or anything like that for the holidays?
Like samplers?
Not necessarily. What we do is kind of like a dozen chocolate covered strawberries. We kind of package them up for holidays, Mother's Day, Christmas, all that stuff. We do for the holidays. What we do is we'll do custom cookies. So like little turkeys or snowmen for
seasonal.
Yeah.
And then you have those boxed up for gift giving?
We don't keep them in store.
Okay.
But
so you're not really a place where you can like walk in on an impulse and buy a lot of stuff.
You can because we do have a display fridge and it has little mini cakes.
Right.
And
it has those cakes and things.
Just nothing really custom.
Okay.
Like sugar-free, gluten-free, any kind of like you said, the streusel.
Yeah.
You have the ability to do it all. It's just you don't have the volume to sustain it.
Yeah, we do have cookies. Like, we'll have sugar cookies, chocolate chip, all that stuff, but they're not decorated.
Well, you know what? What we need to do is tell the people where you're located. So why don't you tell us your address, your phone number, if you're on Facebook, if you have a website. Go ahead, tell us.
Okay, so our address is 1117 North Main Street in Crown Point. Phone number is 219-281-7111. And
are you on a Facebook? You got a Facebook?
Oh, Facebook, yes. So I have Facebook and I also have Instagram. And I post a lot of my stuff on there. And you can always message me through those social media and ask me any questions if you need quotes or anything like that. If you can't come in store or something, just shoot me a text from work or something and I'll get back to you.
So any future plans? I mean, are you just holding tight to grow and thinking about doing something else or getting a bigger unit? Anything?
We might. Yeah, we're thinking about a second location.
Okay.
We're not there.
You mean
yet.
Like to keep yours and do another one in another town?
Yes.
I will have to say I think there's a need for like your style of bakery. You really don't there's not too many bakeries out there. I mean, it's somewhere like the butcher. I mean, the butcher doesn't go from one to another. But they're like talents.
And the candlestick maker.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. They're talents. They really are talents. Okay.
Yeah.
Both of them, the professions are.
Arts.
But what's happened is the large grocery stores have sucked in the bakery business, and they have sucked in the butcher business.
Because they all have meat counters and bakeries.
And what they do is they create their own little, because I know, I was in it for 21 years, they create their own little bakery environment, or now you're in the butcher shop environment and things like that. But to be honest with you, you've got to watch it, because a lot of those places, they don't make the cakes from scratch. They buy them in frozen, and they might put the crumb layer on, or they buy them with the frosting and everything, and they just write on them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like the breads that, you know, you think they're back there mixing and making dough and things like that. No, they're either a par-baked, which is almost baked all the way through, and all you do is throw it in the oven for like 11 minutes, or they're a demi-loaf, which is a raw dough already, and then they proof it and bake it. That's probably the better of the two scenarios, because it's all about, okay, you get it that day and it might be fresh, but what happens if you want it the following day? Well, it's not going to be that fresh.
Mm-mm.
Unless you make it fresh to begin with. And that's what Tina's doing at her shop. Right. And that's what the butchers do. You the smaller guys are doing it the right way.
It's a stand for quality.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny, because when people get our cakes and they have some leftovers, let's say it's like a wedding or something, they have a bunch of leftovers, they'll come to me like a week later and say, you know what, it was like better the second day after it had sat a little bit because all the filling just like gets in the cake and it gets all moist. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
And you cake for breakfast, I recommend it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
What is the shelf life if you buy it? Because obviously a lot of the boutique businesses, you don't use a lot of preservatives, things like that. The freshness is the key to make you special. How long would you suggest keeping a piece before you freeze it? Or should you freeze it right away if you're not going to eat it right away?
It depends. I've had cake for like, I've had it for 2 weeks. As long as it's refrigerated, I feel like it'll be okay. Just don't leave it there for like 3 months. That's when it gets too much.
Yeah, and you know what happens when you leave it out and you cap it? What it tends to do is want to evaporate. The moisture wants to go out. So it kind of goes out and falls back down on it. And the products become soggy or kind of wet or damp on the top. Really, the best way is to take it. And if you're going to hold it, you want it, you know, this cake that Tina made, you want to preserve it and eat it later, wrap it and freeze it, and then bring it out.
Yeah.
Refrigeration sometimes, it'll hold it, but refrigeration also dries things out.
Yeah, you have to make sure you wrap it up real good.
Do you do any breads?
Breads? Again, by order. That's going to be my answer to everything. But no, by order, we do breads. We do little mini ones. They're called Keefley, and they have little sesame seeds on the top, and they can either be stuffed with feta cheese inside or spinach or anything, really, we could put inside. But the plain ones are big and are...
Yeah. Well, Tina wants you to call in to 769-9577. 769-9577. Get a chance to win a gift card from my place or Tina's place. And, you know, tonight, you know, Tina said after this she might come over and eat at my restaurant.
Oh, I am, because I haven't even had breakfast yet, so.
I'm really curious. How many hours a day do you have to spend working, doing what you do? You know, what's a typical day like?
Let me tell you my yesterday. Okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, so I woke up at 7. Went to the bakery, did some stuff. I had to run out to a couple of stores to get something. But then I didn't leave the bakery until 2:30 this morning.
Really? I saw you last night.
Yeah. Oh, I was there. Yeah. I left when you came in for a few hours. I came back. I stayed there until 2:30. And then I was back there at 8 o'clock this morning.
And, you know, Tom, that's the one thing. That's why I'm not a baker.
Why is that?
Because I can't handle getting up in the morning that early. Because a lot of bakeries, they start like at 11 o'clock at night, and they run a shift from 11 to 7. Yep. And then somebody else comes in to sell the stuff. You know, so it's people think it's all like, oh, smelling good and puffy. Yeah. And, you know, it is fun. And it does taste good. And if you like it, you like to. But, boy, the hours are tough.
Yes.
You know, and I'm Greek, and we're from the islands. I like to sleep, so I can't handle that early morning preparation.
What is it about certain cakes you'll eat and they're so nauseatingly sweet, and yet, like this cake that you brought in, this
it's
like a parfait.
That's really good.
It's not too sweet. It's got good texture. And I mean, I don't like really sweet stuff. I don't like sweet tea. I don't like it. It's too much. This was very palatable to me. It was sweet enough, but not too sweet. What's the secret, and why do so many bakers put so much sugar and so much everything that makes it to the point you can't eat the cupcake?
Right. Honestly, I feel like those oversweet cakes that you have were probably boxed cakes.
Okay.
And the buttercream or the filling in the cakes, they probably use buttercream. So buttercream is literally sugar and butter, basically.
Okay. So it's less sweet.
No, buttercream is super sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. Buttercream.
Buttercream is super sweet, and then the one we use...
It's like a whipped cream work.
Yeah, it's like a mousse. It's a mousse base.
And in the grocery business, I think they call that buttercream, where they mix the two together or something.
Well, we mix the two, too. You have an option of doing the mousse or buttercream, or we can do half and half, which is for those who like sweet but kind of want to water it down a little bit with the whipping cream.
Okay. The only mousse I've ever had is chocolate mousse, and prime example today. Can you make mousse with different flavors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anything.
Do you get a call for that, or do you have a lot of product that's different flavors?
Yes. Yeah, like I said, all of our fillings are actually mousse-based, so anything. As long as you have, like, a really good base recipe for your mousse, you can experiment. You could add fresh fruit in it. You could add some extracts. You could anything. Okay. Basically goes with,
because it always seems like chocolate mousse. Yeah, that's all you ever hear.
No, we have a really good one, raspberry and strawberry mousse. Those are really good. Like, I would pair that with chocolate cake. Oh, gosh. Okay. That's what
I for. Do you distribute out? I mean, I know you go the – have you tried to get any distribution, you know, to maybe little coffee shops or anything like that where you would sell your items, like the baklava, for instance, or something like that?
I feel like – not necessarily.
No?
We tried to do it with a coffee shop here local, but it was just a matter of, you know how prices are.
Yeah.
It's cheaper if you buy them like.
Yeah, I know. Like if I was to make it, then I can sell it reasonable.
Right.
But for them to buy it from you and then try to sell it seemed like to put it out of the market for them.
Right.
So they just what were you putting in there?
We were trying to do the little parfaits like this, like I brought you guys. Mm-hmm. Because they stay fresh and they could have gone there. And then also, like, cake pops.
I would have to say the parfait was really tasty.
Yeah. Love this parfait.
Oh, it's delicious.
And it's just enough, this size. Mm-hmm. Enough.
Yeah. I brought in a panettone bread. You guys do anything like that? Did you try that? You guys
should
try that.
I haven't tried it. I don't know what that is, actually.
So, panettone. I'll tell you the history on the panettone bread. It's really one of my favorites. It's got sort of a – it's got fruits in it. It's got an egg dough in it. It's really sweet. And the history behind it is there was a baker, and he had a daughter named Tina. And there is this guy, well, his name was Tony, but maybe it was Kevin. I don't know.
Maybe.
But, no, his name was Tony, and he wanted to marry the baker's daughter. And the baker said, no, you're not marrying. He kept going on and on about how he wanted to marry her, and he loves her, this and that. And the baker says, I tell you what. You bake me something really good, and I'll think about it, because then I know you're serious in getting in with the family business. Mm-hmm. So this guy, Tony, baked that bread, what you see, which is a sweet bread, offered it to the father, and that's the story behind it. Panettone, the bread that Tony made.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
For real?
Yes, for real.
So when what year did this take place?
Oh, who knows?
Is this like
it wasn't last year.
1800s or something? Or was
yeah,
it?
Probably something like that when, you know. Back, wow, way back, way you back. Know, before computers.
Wow.
I was trying to sample some of that, but there's no knife to cut it.
Just rip at it. Just rip at it, Tom. Be like, you know, like we're
like a savage.
You ever hear like we're at home.
Like a savage.
I want to break bread with you. Okay. And really what's good with that is a lot of butter, and I love the dip it in hot cocoa. That's panettone. You like that?
This is almost like a raisin bread, but better.
But better.
See, we make raisin breads. That's what I thought it was first, because we do this for Easter. They're like little braids.
I'm going to have to break into
that. That's very good.
Okay.
Definitely.
So let me ask you, seasonal items, now that we're getting closer to like Thanksgiving, which next week we're going to have Butler Wines in here. You know, and I'm gonna do a whole Thanksgiving spread with I'm gonna bake a turkey and have stuffing and I mean you can join us if you want.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can't do that this week. I'm over here.
And then we'll have Butler Wine coming in and he's gonna bring in some samples of wine. So what do you what do you have that's seasonal?
Pumpkin rolls. I love pumpkin rolls so much.
Yum. So I've never even had one of those.
Oh, my gosh. You need to have a pumpkin roll. Anywhere, really, they're pretty good anywhere you get them.
So at Butler Wines, they make a blackberry wine that I'm going to reduce and put it over the turkey. And we have a little promo telling you what's going to
clip of
come
what's
out.
Coming next week, right?
Go ahead. Yeah. If you got it there, Sharon.
Sit. Relax. Join us Friday for another hour of Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us around the Thanksgiving table as we sample wines from our special guest, Joseph from Butler Wines out of Chesterton. Call in with any question. Ask us about wines or Thanksgiving dinner preparations. Ask Joseph about his vineyards or secrets about making the best wines. Have a chance to win a gift card. Call in 769-9577. Lakeshore Public Radio. 89.1 FM.
I love that. I really like that song. Actually, when I was down at Purdue in Lafayette, I had to take a music class. I don't know what. I guess it gave me a music class so when I cook, I knew what to play to keep me going.
That's like so upstairs, downstairs. I mean, that's so PBS.
I forgot the guy. Johann something?
It's canon in D.
D major.
Okay.
I think it's in D major. But the professor played that, and it stuck with me, and that was like 30 years ago. And he says you hear it in a lot of commercial, but now it's like a popular wedding march, that background, the backlay.
It's like a standard.
Yeah. Did you like that?
I did. When I used to dance ballet, actually, we had a routine to that song, so that's what it brought me back.
Did you dance ballet in Crown Point?
I did.
With Miss Tui?
No.
My daughter did with Miss Tui. Or was it over on the square there?
No, it was. It closed down. It was the Dance Factory.
Okay, I think I heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dancing's cool. My daughter did dancing for a lot of years. So we're getting down to the last about 5 minutes. If you want to call in, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Ask me or Tina from Sweet Retreats, the cake boutique out of Crown Point, or Sharon Jackson, or Tom Lounges from the Midwest Beat. You got anything coming up here, Tom, on the beat?
Wow, I got so much stuff coming up this month. I don't know the dates off the top of my head, but we have Wolfgang coming in from Hobart High School. We're going to do a big Christmas show with them. We bring all the girls in, their juniors and seniors, and we do the choir thing in this tiny little studio. We do Christmas music. The legendary Spaniels, the 50s doo-wop group, will be in here singing Christmas carols.
I'm getting dizzy.
And, of course, we're going to be this Friday, welcoming Santa on the 11th. We're going to have the Santa Parade in South Lake Mall, and we had Tina Jackson in on the Midwest Beat Show today.
Yeah, I heard her this afternoon.
And one of my clients, the Dentons, will be there with a... They'll be singing Santa songs in the march, and they're doing a free concert in the main court there at noon. So lots of stuff going on.
You have anyone on the show next week?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you who.
Oh.
go to the Lakeshore Public Radio.
Yeah, why don't you give the website out?
LakeshorePublicRadio.org. And go there, click on Midwest Beat, and it'll have my schedule and all the past shows, all the big celebrities. We just had Jeff Daniels on, the actor, and lots of different people.
So,
but none as tasty as Tina.
They don't
bring samples.
No, they don't bring. That's what Tom likes. That's why I think he might be in here because of the samples. You know, he likes those little treats.
Well,
that
Nick
we give
said
out.
We're going to do a food show, and we're bringing food. I said, sign me up. I'm there.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Tina, do you guys have gift cards? I mean, just getting that time of year.
We have like certificates that you can buy, so they're not cards, but
right.
They're certificates that are of value, whatever you want.
Yeah, any denomination.
What are your hours?
10 to 7 Tuesday to Saturday, and then 10 to 4 on Sunday. So we're only closed on Monday.
Okay.
A lot of food places are closed on Monday. Do we not eat on Mondays? I always get hungry for something. I go to a restaurant. Oh, closed Monday. Why is that?
I don't know.
Chinese restaurant by my house is always closed on Mondays.
Yeah, that's maybe some traditional thing. But you know what? To be honest with you, Monday is probably one of our top 3 days at our restaurant. Like
that's because everyone's closed, Nick.
Coming to you.
I think because everyone's trying to play a little bit of a like catch up. You know, I mean, they extended their weekend and they got to play catch up. So they come through the drive through and things like that, but. Tina, when you come by the restaurant tonight, get the beef espanol. I made it myself. I hope we have any left.
Is that a special?
Yeah, that's our special. It's over noodles, and it's I took roasted chuck, and I sauteed it, and I put onions. It's called mirepoix. Onions, celery, and carrots in it. I put some green peppers in it, and an espanol sauce. It's sort of like a beef reduction, and it also has tomatoes in it. So it's a really good special. Tina, we got a couple minutes here. Tell us what you want to tell us the last couple minutes. We should know.
What have we not learned about you today?
And what have we not asked you that you wanted to mention?
Gosh, you pretty much asked me everything. All of our flavors, like the specials, like you said, the gluten-free things that we do, custom orders. I know I say custom orders a lot, but that's only because it's better that way. You know, you get it. You know it was made just for you, fresh. It hasn't been sitting out on the counter. So I feel like that's a little annoying when I say, oh, you have to special order it, but it's only because it's better that way.
I encourage everyone to go to Sweet Retreats in Crown Point, the cake boutique, because when you go small business and you walk in, you get things the way you want it. People come to me all the time for catering, and the adjustments I make for that off the normal menu is amazing, which they will never get from anybody else, any other kind of business.
In the catalog here, you've got these platters of all these wonderful things. They are all just so holiday friendly.
Yes, so, those are European cookie platters. So we all those are vegan, as that you can
really?
See. Yes. So for holidays that are vegan, more like European holidays, that's what you go for.
They look delicious.
So you know what? We're wrapping it up. I want to thank Sharon Jackson. I want to thank Tina for Sweet Retreats Cake Boutique, Tom Lounges. And this is Chef Nick from Let's Eat. And thank you for being with us. We enjoyed ourselves.